Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Psalms. We're still in Psalm 119, and we're in verses 159 through 160, and they say this: Reflect, O God, on how I love your precepts. Give me life, O Eternal One, in keeping with your unfailing love. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your right rulings will surely last forever. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I pray today, I'm recognizing again how frail we all are. And as one who has been battling voice issues and bronchitis, I, on the top of mind right now, is praying for those people listening today who are sick. I pray that you would lift this sickness burden. I pray that you would give doctors wisdom as to what's going on. I pray you give us wisdom as to what is happening in our bodies and give us the insight we need to be healthy again. I know, Lord, that it is a burden when people are battling illness, and I pray for those people today, particularly who are battling chronic illness, that you would help them to have energy and perseverance and strength in their weakness. Lord, for anyone today who feels weak, boy, I am one of them. I'm standing up, but I just want to sit down. For those who are feeling weak, Lord, I thank you for that great paradox that when we are weak, you are strong. And in fact, we don't really understand your strength when we're strong and we've got it all under control and everything's going awesome. We don't actually really need you in those instances, but thank you. We just choose to thank you right now. To sit back and thank you for our weaknesses, to thank you for the insults, to thank you for the distresses, to thank you for the persecutions, to thank you for the difficulties for Christ's sake, because Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. So help us to be a people of gratitude today, to thank you for the weaknesses, to thank you for the brokenness, to thank you for the places in our lives that aren't going well. Lord, I remember talking to my friend Thomas once, and he had some really wise words. He talked about how not every area of our life is going to be aligned perfectly, and there's always at least one area that is kind of out of whack and not quite what we want it, and we tend to get kind of obsessive about fixing that one part, only to have that one part fixed and then something else goes wacky. And so, Lord, really the underlying message of that story is that we're never going to have everything right. It's not all going to be perfect on this earth. We may long for it. We may think about it. And I think that longing that we have inside of us, Jesus, is just this longing for heaven. It's a longing for the new heavens and the new earth to come and take its place. It's a longing for us to be clothed in the bodies that no longer suffer from pain and illness. And so, Lord, I pray we would have that kind of eschatological view, this view of the end of things, that our longing for judgment, our longing for justice, our longing to see wrongs made right, our longing to see health in our lives, or as we mourn those who have passed away from illness, we understand intrinsically that there needs to be justice, and it will come. So I pray for contentment for those people today who are battling, you know, not having everything they want. And Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for thinking that life consists in having those ducks in a row, or that life consists in having everything that I've ever wanted, because that's just not true. Everything I've ever wanted, Jesus, is you. And so, Lord, help us today to reorient our minds, to think about you, to really pray the prayer of Psalm 119, verse 159, give me life, O Eternal One, in keeping with your unfailing love. Oh Lord, we just need your life, and boy, do we need your love. Your word, it says, the entirety of your word is truth, and we live in a lie-soaked world. So Lord, teach us what it means to follow you in truth. Show us the difference between lies and truth, and help us to cling to you. You are the Eternal One. You are the one who gives life. You are the one who loves, and we just want to rest in that today. Speak life over the person listening today who is discouraged. Oh, speak encouragement. Speak hope, Lord, that this is not all there is, that there is more, that you are going to bring a glorious redemption in the future. So help us to hang on. Help us to persevere. Help us to keep going. I pray all these things in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you've got bronchitis like me, give that burden to the Lord through prayer, because He loves to hear from you. He loves to answer those prayers. He loves to be your strength in your weakness. He is listening to you, friend. And today it's another World Wednesday, and I'm just so excited that this scripture that we talked about today, Psalm 119, 159 through 160, is also being prayed for. Prayed about in Russian by Paul Mitskovich. And I hope I said that right, Paul. But anyway, without further ado, here is Paul praying about that very verse for you in the Russian language.
Psalm 118, стихи 159 и 160. Зри, как я люблю повеления Твои, по милости Твоей, Господи, оживи меня. Основание слова Твоего истина, и вечен всякий суд правды Твоей. Дорогой Господь, благодарю Тебя за повеление Твое. Господи, мы Тебя благодарим за то, что Ты создал Твой праведный закон. Благодарим Тебя за наставление Твое, Боже, за то, что Ты дал нам слово Твое, за то, что Ты дал нам Писание Твое. Я молю Тебя, Господь, помоги нам исполнять это Писание. Научи нас следовать Ему. Научи нас следовать повелениям Твоим. Аминь.